Chapter 18. For a week now, since the fall of hanging in 43 section, Big King had been out of the stopes. Rod had ordered it that way. The excuse was that Big King's white miner had been killed in the fall, and now he must await an allocation to another section. In reality, Rod wanted to rest him. He had seen the strain, both physical and emotional, that Big King had undergone during the rescue. When, together, they had unearthed the miner's corpse, the man with whom Big King had worked and laughed, Rod had seen the tears roll unashamedly down Big King's cheeks as he picked up the body and held it easily against his chest. "Hamba gale madoda," Big King had muttered. "Go in peace, man." Big King was a legend on the Sonder Ditch. They boasted about him. How much Bantu beer he could drink in a sitting. How much rock he could lash single-handed in a shift. How he could dance any other man off his feet. He had been awarded a total of over 1,000 rand in bravery awards. Big King set the pace. Others tried to equal him. Rod had put him in charge of a transport team. For the first few days, Big King had enjoyed the opportunity of showing off his strength and socializing. For the transport team moved about the workings, allowing Big King to visit most of his numerous friends during a shift. But now Big King was becoming bored. He wanted to get back into the stopes. "This," he told his transport team contemptuously, "is work for old men and young women." And with one snatch and lift, he picked up a 44-gallon drum of dieseline and, unaided, placed it on the platform of the loco. A 44-gallon drum of dieseline weighs a little over 800 pounds, avoirdupois.